Welcome to Bravo Team, our second G.I. Joe show looking at all the secondary G.I. Joe material. I am your host, Aaron Moss, codenamed Brotherhead. On this show, I'll either be by myself or have other guest hosts joining me looking at all the G.I. Joe material out there. We'll be covering things like the toys, the Action Force comic, the European Missions comic, the movies, G.I. Joe Renegades, or anything else that is not G.I. Joe, a real American hero comic, or the 80s cartoon. Come, join us on our mission to stop Cobra from taking over the world. Yo, Joe!
A tin hut! Brotherhead coming at you, Joes. Today I'm by myself. I'm not bugging Chad today. I'll get him next time. This is kind of a short notice recording for me. I hadn't got episode 16 recorded yet. I was debating what to do, and I realized that this past weekend was San Diego Comic-Con, and G.I. Joe was going to be there. More precisely, Hasbro Pulse was going to be there. So I decided to, even though I wasn't able to make it, I decided I'm going to talk a little bit about the G.I. Joe Hasbro Pulse at San Diego Comic-Con. I found a video online. So real quick, so again, this is Brotherhead. This is episode 16 of Bravo Team. This is the San Diego Comic-Con special. Not really a special, it's a regular episode. But anyways, I found a video online that was recorded by a gentleman that attended. His YouTube name is MCU Collector 24. I thank you very much, Mr. MCU Collector, for recording this. The video wasn't the greatest. Sorry, back that up. The audio wasn't the greatest because, again, he was sitting back a few rows. So some of it's hard to hear, but I really appreciate every penny into this. It helped me be able to watch even though I couldn't be there. So let's go ahead and take a look at G.I. Joe Hasbro Pulse Comic-Con 2022. So they had some figure reveals. They didn't... They had some computer renditions or whatever, not like they usually do, just a brief little picture of them. The first one they showed was Lowlight. Lowlight's not a bad character. I don't know if I'll get him or not. Depends on my money situation and how I'm feeling at the time when he comes out. I like Lowlight, but he's not one of my top 10 Joes, if you will. The other, in quotes, figure reveal they showed was a vehicle for the classified line. In fact, I was tagged on my Facebook group for this because, again, people that listen to my show know how much I enjoy this next item. My good buddy Hoover Jeremiah tagged me in this on the G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast group. They are finally doing a classified Trouble Bubble. Yes, this is definitely a must buy. Depending on the price point, this may be, I might buy two of them, maybe three. Depends on the price. I love the Trouble Bubbles. I've been wanting a classified Trouble Bubble, so now that they're finally coming out with it at some point, I will definitely be getting at least one Trouble Bubble, if not a couple. The only bad thing is we probably have to wait 4 years for us to get them at this rate. But no, I'm definitely excited to hear they finally are coming out of the Trouble Bubble, the Cobra Flight Pod. They showed their image of it. It looks awesome. I can't wait to see the actual design of it and how the actual toy looks. But yes, this is what I've been asking for since Classified came out. I want a classified Trouble Bubble. So finally getting one. Thank you, Hasbro Pulse. Now if we can get some of these other issues rectified, but we'll talk about that later. They also showed some of their new figures coming out. They had three more that they released. Well, not released, but they mentioned. The first one is a Retro Card Crimson Guard. So it's just a Crimson Guard that they've already just recently released or being pet for pre-orders. It's not even released yet. It's going to be on one of the retro card backs. Again, in quotes, retro card back. It's got the five language thing, so it's not really a retro card in my opinion, but kind of, sort of. My thoughts on this, a Crimson Guard. I love the Crimson Guard, as I said. If I have the extra money, I may get one, but a Crimson Guard already? I mean, why I love the Crimson Guard, their pre-orders, they haven't even released the first Crimson Guard that through the classified series that's in the box. So I think it's kind of ridiculous personally that they're kind of like doubling down. Well, here's Crimson Guard. A couple months later, here's another Crimson Guard. Same thing, but on a card back. And again, they're going to sell because, again, the Crimson Guard are awesome. Again, if I have the money, I'm going to probably buy one just because I love the Crimson Guard. And on the classic card, I enjoy that. I think it's they're milking their customers. And yes, they're milking me, but I'm a sucker, as I've said. So I will probably end up buying one just because I like the Crimson Guard so much. I already pre-ordered the original one. Not the original one, but the one through Hazard Repulse, the first one that they pre-ordered. Again, I just find it silly that they're giving secondary or third figures for figures that we haven't even gotten the first ones yet. I just find that... I don't know. Me and Chad have complained about this, the lead-up time that it takes 6 months to a year for them to release these figures they announce. And when you pre-order them, I see you have to wait 6 months to a year to get them. It's just... And then the repaints and the multiple of the same figure, which I'll talk about again in just a minute. So I just find it silly that they came and gave us the first figure before they're announcing a second one. I don't know. I wish they would have waited on the regular classified figure and just done it as the retro card figure instead of doing one and then before the other one gets out. Oh, here we've got another one coming out. I just find that a little annoying. It also mainly partly be I'm annoyed that I'm falling for it and I'm buying more than I probably should and logically, you know, should be buying. But I love the Crimson Guard. So again, I pre-ordered the first one and I will probably order the cardback one just because I'm a sucker. The other retro card figure they announced for the classified figure was another Snake Eyes. Oh, it was 5, 6, 12 Snake Eyes at this point. Again, Snake Eyes is popular. I mean, he had a movie, end quotes. I know the later run of G.I. Joe became Snake Eyes featuring G.I. Joe. But again, it's the same thing that me and Chad's complained about previously is that they're giving us too many of the same figure. They're repaints or little changes here and there. This one, it's instead of in the box, it's on a retro card. And again, and as I complain about, it's not even quite retro. To me, to be retro, it would need to have, say, G.I. Joe or Real American Hero on it. I'm not sure if these have the Real American Hero. And it needs to have the full file card, not this five language thing you're doing, or the 5L, as Chad refers to it. Again, I know why. We've talked about that before, so I don't even saying, well, this is why they're doing it, Brother Hit. I understand why. But again, if you're going to call this retro, I would prefer to see what I saw on the original card. Because to me, that's retro. This is just a repackaging on a card with somewhat retro look. So I don't know. I'm just, again, I'm a bit cranky about some of this just because I love G.I. Joe so much. And there are so many figures out there that it's kind of ridiculous to just keep giving us the same figures. And, oh, here's another Snake Eyes. Oh, here's Snake Eyes and Timber. Oh, something you haven't seen before. Snake Eyes with a white Timber. Oh, here's another Snake Eyes and Timber for you. And, you know, oh, here's Snake Eyes by himself again. I don't know. I just find it a little annoying that they keep reoffering a lot of the same characters. Having said that, again, it looked pretty nice. The brief picture we saw of it, didn't really see what all it's going to entail, but I don't know if I'll buy this one. I mean, if someone guys it for like a Christmas gift or something, or just to buy it, I'd accept it. But unless I come into a buku ton of money before then, I probably won't be buying a retro card Snake Eyes. Just because I already have a couple of Snake Eyes as it is. So, I don't know. We'll see. I may change my mind when it comes out. Who knows? The next figure they announced, I've been complaining about refigures and repaints and refigures or whatever. This is not one of those. This is something some of us have predicted when Dr. Mindbender came out. I love what I saw. Serpentor is finally getting a classified figure. He's got a soft cape. They had a sample there to show us. And not only is it Serpentor, but it's coming with his air chariot. This is another must-buy for me. So far, they've announced, what, five items, and two of them are must-buys, the Cobra Flight Pod and the Serpentor figure with the air chariot. Looked pretty damn good from what I could see. Apparently, the snake head on the front of the air chariot, you can hit something and two little fangs pop out the front of it. Has nice box art. You open up the front of the box and you've got the figure in there that you can see with plastic on it. Very nice. When they first started showing, I was afraid it was going to be one of these plasticless boxes they've been talking about, like the Vipers are and a lot of these other new figures going to be. But no, they opened up the front of it and you saw Serpentor and the chariot and everything in there. So I thought that was really cool. The box art matches Serpentor's box art. It's got like the DNA Helix on it and it looks very nice. They say it comes with two cowls, a smaller one, and then the larger old school looking one. He had a snake staff. So it looked really cool. So this is another figure that I definitely am going to have to buy when it comes out because it looked pretty awesome. They mentioned some stuff about Super 7. Again, it was hard to hear or see. They didn't really go much detail on that, it looks like. There's a new G.I. Joe classified book coming out. Again, I couldn't really hear much about that, and they didn't really have a good picture of it. And again, Emily, I think her name is. There's Emily and Lynn. She didn't seem to know when the book's coming out. She's like, well, it's coming out soon, or maybe it's out already. I don't know. That kind of annoyed me a little bit, because if you're up there pimping the stuff, you should know whether it's out yet or if it's coming out, because the fans want to know. I don't know. Maybe it's just me complaining. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Am I complaining too much? Am I being a jerk off about it? Doing my own research on Amazon, there is a G.I. Joe Classified Book 1, a hardcover. It's due to release June the 26th. The hardcover is $13.49. The Kindle version is $10. So, it looks interesting. Like I said, I'll probably end up buying it because I'm a big book guy. I love reading books. I love G.I. Joe. So, I'll more than likely pick up this book at some point. So it looks like it's about some guy named Stan's mom gets an offer to go to a cutting edge company. They moved from Chicago to a sleepy little town called Springfield. So, and we all know, well, I'm pretty sure most of us know who Springfield is or where Springfield's at or what's going on in Springfield. So I'm definitely interested in reading that book. I just wish that they would have had a little more information on it. Again, if you're with the company and you're announcing this book, she should have said, check out Amazon. It's coming out in the next week. Go to Amazon.com and look for G.I. Joe Classified Book 1. Or, look by the book. You can look from the author Kelly Zavron, whatever it is. She should have had some announcement. Maybe had a link for it. I think that's kind of poor planning on Hasbro's part. But as me and Chad have complained about, Hasbro's had a lot of failings over the last few years. So, especially when it comes to G.I. Joe. They took some time and talked a little bit about the Hiss tank. They had a model there. Someone from the audience actually had some batteries. Because, again, they didn't come prepared. Apparently, they didn't have batteries for the tank. So, luckily, an audience member had some AAA or AA batteries, whatever it was. And they put them in there and it lit up. It looks very nice. Again, I didn't have $300 to spend on it, so I didn't back it. They had a link on their slideshow where they're showing a lot of the stuff, so you could, with a QR code, so if you wanted to, you could pull it up and back it if you want to or buy into it. Looks very nice. They show some of the figures. I guess the two of the figures are going to come in the regular classified boxes, and I think Cobra Commander is going to come on the Incan quotes retro card back. So it's interesting. I say it's for $300 for the Hiss tank, all the accessories and the three figures, it's not too bad of a deal. If I had extra $300, I might have bought into it. But again, I don't. So let's go ahead and move on. And again, this is going to be a short episode because, again, just some brief thoughts on Hasbro, Pulse, and the G.I. Joe Con. They had some sneak peeks of upcoming figures. These are some grayscale pictures. Ones they announced was Rock and Roll. Looked pretty good. He's on a maybe. I definitely will consider buying Rock and Roll. That looked interesting. They also showed Torpedo. Again, another interesting looking figure. Another one that's on the maybe list, depending on the money and how I'm feeling at the time when it comes out, how it looks altogether. Because again, these are just grayscale representations. So it depends on what the figures look like when they finally come out. Out of the two, I'm a little more interested in Rock and Roll, but they both look pretty good. The third sneak peek they showed us was Copperhead. I am a little apprehensive, disappointed, not sure I have the right word. They should have done a classified moxican, water moxican, if I can say the word, and included Copperhead with that, but they're including Copperhead by himself. So, and again, I know it's going to be hard to do a lot of these vehicles for the classified line because the figures are so big to begin with. Making vehicles for these are going to be a little bit harder. So they may not do his vehicle. So maybe that's why they're offering him. Again, the grayscale picture we had looked interesting. He's also another maybe. It's probably, in my opinion at this point, probably Rock and Roll, or at least my listing is Copper, Rock and Roll, Copperhead, and Torpedo. But we'll see when they come out what they look like. That may change. It depends on the money I have. The fourth one they showed is definitely a must-buy for me. This one here will definitely be one I have to buy. It is Shipwreck. Looked very good from the picture we had. It looks like he's going to come with Polly, because unlike Hasbro, unlike Larry, doesn't mind the animal companions. And it looks like he had a lot of weapons with him, or several weapons. One of them being his classically clean gun with the rope on it, or the wrap around your wrist to kind of help so you don't lose it. And he also had looks like he had a hook with him. So I'm definitely interested in Shipwreck. This is another must buy for me in 3-4 years when it finally comes out. I really enjoyed looking at Shipwreck. I enjoy the character in both the comic and the cartoon. So yeah, Shipwreck is definitely a must buy for me. So far at this point, the must buys, in my opinion, is the Cobra Flight Pod, Serpentor, and Shipwreck. Everything else looked pretty cool. Like I said, I got my complaints about the Crimson Guard and Snake Eyes retro cards, which I've already complained about, but not too bad. Apparently also during the con, they released Dr. Mindbender for pre-order in waves. During the con, they released some each day, which I found kind of annoying. If you're going to release the character for pre-orders, either A, just have it at the con if you want to do it as a con exclusive and people can sign up at the booth for it, or release what you're going to release. Don't do, okay, we're going to release 100 today. Okay, we can pre-order another 100 tomorrow. It doesn't make any sense to me. All it's going to do is piss off your fans, because you've got people trying to buy it and they can't because they're too late. It's already sold out in 5 seconds. And the next day you're going to, here's some more. I got to rush and buy them. Oh, you got to rush them. You know, I find that, again, just be kind of baiting the audience, kind of taunting, or I'm not quite sure the right word, but I find it annoying just releasing a few at a time when you're doing over a couple of days and you're doing it online. If you had them actually in stock and you release them at the con as a con exclusive, or during the con you could pre-order them on the con, and then afterwards they release them on Hasbro Pulse, that's one thing. I wouldn't like it because I'm not the con. I couldn't pre-order one, but I would understand that. But just releasing a little bit each day, I find, if you guys have an understanding of why they're doing that, that makes sense, let me know. Otherwise, yeah, this just annoys me. They also released the Sergeant Slaughter figure. Again, I had a problem finding it on Hasbro Pulse because it was sold out all the time. I was able to order one on Big Bad Toy Store, and it looks like Entertainment Earth also has them for sale. Now that after I've ordered one from Big Bad Toy Store, Hasbro actually has them on their site. You actually buy the Sergeant Slaughter figure from there. So I did that. So I pre-ordered it through Big Bad Toy Store since it was sold out at the time on Hasbro. But, and again, the Sergeant Slaughter, Dr. Mindbender both look like excellent figures. I'm definitely wanting to get one of each. Finally, at the end, they did a Q&A. It looks like they gave out some figures. They had some, like, the twins. They had Zoran. I'm not sure what they had there. If you asked a question, they would give out a poster and a figure for each person. I couldn't really hear the questions or the answers very well, so I kind of stopped it at that point. I tried listening, but, yeah, it was too hard for them to hear between, again, the guy being back too far and me being half deaf. I just gave up trying to figure it out. I did hear one guy, I guess, that asked a question and went up there to get his figure. And he's like, well, if I get Tamox, can I get Zaymot also? And I know only one of the twins is not a package deal. Everyone thought that was a nice try. But that was everything that was announced that I saw at the G.I. Joe Hasbro Pulse Comic Con 2022. Those are my thoughts on it. What do you guys think? Are you guys not as annoyed with this repackaging than I am? Are you guys excited to see the Trouble Bubble, or am I the only one? Let me know. Write into GIJoe@headcastnetwork.com. Again, that's GIJoe@headcastnetwork.com. You can go to the Facebook group, which is facebook.com/groups/GIJoe, and join the group if you're not. Leave me a message there. Let me know what you think. If you want, I do have a voicemail line for my Headcast Network in general. Feel free to call that. Leave a message what you think. The phone number there is area code 559-500-3182. Again, that phone number is 559-500-3182. go ahead and leave a message and let me know what you think. I can play it on the air. And if you like what I'm doing, check out patreon.com/headcastnetwork. Throw a few bucks in the tin, help us out. But at that point, like I said, it's going to be a short 20, 30 minute show. I just wanted to give some thoughts on the Hasbro's G.I. Joe panel at the Comic-Con, my thoughts on it. So let me know what you think. And until next month, remember, knowing is half the battle. Yo, Joe.
Thank you for listening to Bravo Team, a supplementary G.I. Joe, a real American headcast show. Be sure to check out our main show, the second Tuesday of the month, G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast, where I talk about the G.I. Joe, a Real American Hero comic book series written by Larry Hama and the G.I. Joe cartoon from the 80s. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Check out our Facebook page. Just search for G.I. Joe, a Real American Headcast, under both Facebook and over on Twitter. We're also over on Google Plus. Be sure to rate us and to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And be sure to write in and let us know how we're doing. We love hearing from fans. You can write to us at bravoteam@headspeaks.com. You can also send an MP3 file in and we'll play that on the air. You can send that to bravoteam@headspeaks.com. And be sure to check out my other great shows on the Headcast Network, Headspeaks, Task Force X, and the Starman Manhunter Adventure Hour, plus possibly more in the future. Also, be sure to check out the podcasts of my co-hosts. They have some great shows. And if you want to appear on this show, definitely let me know. I'm always up to speaking to new people. You can send me a Facebook message, or you can send us an email to bravoteam@headspeaks.com. Be sure to check out our website. The main site is at headspeaks.com, but you can check out the website for this show at gijoe.headspeaks.com. Be sure to join us here monthly for another great podcast. Until next time, Joe's dismissed.